Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was going to change. You can't change my mind. You thought I was going to change. So you gave me up inside. You thought I was to die. So you sacrificed your name, so I can be free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pastor. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. I certainly enjoyed that prayer as well. Amen. And the song. Amen. Matthew 16:23 from the King James. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. But Jesus didn't swerve. "Peter, get out of my way. Satan, get lost. You have no idea how God works." Amen. Praise God. Amen.
And the understanding here is, yes, that was Peter. That was Peter who had watched Jesus become transfigurated. That was the same Peter that was on the boat when Jesus rebuked the wind and told the sea, "Peace, be still." That same Jesus, Hallelujah. Same Peter, same mm-hmm. one who Jesus told, saying, before the cock crow three times, "You're going to deny me."
Yeah,
so I just want to make sure everybody understands. It was Peter who he was talking to, but then he saw beyond Peter and saw that was Satan.
Right. Amen.
But the Bible said, "But he turned and said unto Peter, get thee behind me." And then mm-hmm. he said, "Satan, thou art an offense to me, for thou sayest not the things that be of God, but those that be of man." And that's important, brothers and sisters. A lot of times you hear stuff, it be a man, not God. I don't care anything about these laws. I could far less care about an LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
I could far less care. And
I'm
just being honest with you all. This is my stand. I believe in Adam and Eve and not Adam and Steve. I ain't got to do none of that. None of it.
Mm-hmm.
I got rights, too. And like I told you, everybody else have their perspective. Keep your perspective. I want God's perspective. You know why? And I haven't really told y'all this, but I need to tell y'all why. The first reason you need God's perspective is because of what Peter said over there in Peter 1:13. So let's take a look and see what Peter had to say. Hallelujah. He says, "Wherefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is be brought unto thee at the revelation of Jesus Christ." See, once you get the revelation of Jesus Christ, you need to be sober. You need to have a sober mind. You need to be able to think clearly. And here's why. Because of 1 Peter 5:8 said, "Be ye sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about, thinking whom he may devour." They don't care nothing about you.
All right. Amen.
Care. I mean, you might be trying to say, "Oh, well, this is my son, this is my daughter, I understand." No, they don't care anything. He don't care anything about Jesus. And he gets you when you're most vulnerable. You read Luke 4. He waited till Jesus had been on a 40-day fast. 40 days. Mm-hmm. And then he going to tell him, turn these stones into bread. See, that's what he does. That's how he operates. Now I'm going to give somebody a word right now. You've been wanting to do things for God, and the Spirit of the Lord been on you, and things been going your way. That's when Satan is going to attack you. When you're going to be exposed and that blessing is getting ready to come, Satan going to attack you right then. And he'll use the world. He'll use their perspective just to get you trapped. Remember, Jesus had just got through experiencing one of the most celebrate ever in history. The clouds burst open, and there was a loud voice saying, This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Just got through anointing that Jesus was the Son of God. Just got through.
Yeah.
And that's what he does. The moment you realize and you know that you're a child of God, Satan going to creep up and he going to whisper and say, if you be the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread. He waited. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you've been preaching, you've been sharing the word, and you've been telling some things. And Satan wait, good as you became in your most vulnerable time, and really you're stronger, you just don't know it. That's the time you ought to really start praying. When God done told you some things, he done opened up some things, he's given you hope. That's the time you really need to start praying like never, ever before, because Satan is on the attack. He's making some noise. He want to get to you, because he know a blessing is coming your way. So he waits.
Yeah.
Good as he done seen the heavens open up. Satan saw this stuff. He saw people praising God because they heard God's voice saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And Satan turned right around and said, then if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. If you all of that, see, that's how he operates. That's why we need God's perspective, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
Remember Colossians 2 and 8? I better go there for you, too. Colossians 2 and 8 says, beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of minions and after the remnants of the world and not after Christ. Your stuff should be about Christ.
Yeah.
What God is saying, that should be your perspective. I don't feel. God, let me tell you what, brother and sister, God does not operate on your feelings. Jesus was felt it all. He was touched by it all, but he don't operate on that. See, you can't be of the world's mindset.
Say that. Uh-oh. Say that.
I made somebody angry off, and it's okay. Bless your heart. Get over it. Get over it. You can't be of the world mindset. The Bible says, beware lest any man spoil you through vain philosophy. See, that's the world. That's the world. And what they think, how they feel. I could far less care how you feel. I'm not interested. Not interested. I'm interested in God, what God got to say. I'm interested in what God say I am. That's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in what you have to say, who I am. You don't make that call on my life. It hadn't been determined for who I am and what I am by the way you feel. But see, I know one thing. The devil got you blind. He can blind you. And before you know it, you'll be speaking what you feel. Well, I feel like, you did this back then and back there. And so therefore, listen, brothers and sisters, all Satan want to do is keep you from having your eternal life.
Amen.
You are not defined by what people say. You are not defined by your culture. I don't care what your culture is. You're not defined by that. I don't allow myself to be defined by what I feel or what I think. Especially by naysayers. Forget them naysayers.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, people allow people to define them. Stop it, I say. Stop it right now.
Hallelujah.
They do not define who you are. And I don't care what you did and where you've been. You could have been one of the worst kids. See, God has forgiveness power. God giving you your eternal life because it's going to be different over there. I promise you it will. So God concerned about what his words say. You are. That's all God wants us to do is to agree with his word. Come on, brothers and sisters. If God say you've been delivered, then just start quoting him and say, well, he told me I've been delivered.
Hallelujah.
If he says in 2 Peter 1 and 4, you can be a partaker, say, I'm getting my part. I want my part. If God says, yes. I don't care what your neighbor say. I don't care who says, well, you know, you had a baby out of wedlock. And you was married four times. So?
Amen. Amen.
You know, you used to go with this man's husband, his wife. Yeah, y'all heard what I just said? His husband.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. See, I remember a time we didn't talk like that.
That's right.
Telling a woman, oh, I see your wife. The Bible says that who God joined together. God don't join gay people together, and he don't do that. Mm-hmm. He said, let every man, y'all hear this now, because I got receipts for you. He said, let every man have his own wife.
Amen.
And every woman her own husband. Not wife have wife and man have man. That's not God. That's not God's perspective.
All right.
But Pastor, you know, you got to keep up with the time. Don't just let me tell you what. God the same yesterday, today, and forever. You just don't like his perspective on things. See, don't eat of that tree, Adam. Don't eat of it. Because you do, you're going to get separated from me. That's what dying is. You're going to get separated from me. See, a lot of people wonder why they ain't closer to God. Because you don't want to obey what he says. You don't want his perspective on it.
Have mercy. Help us, Holy Ghost.
You rather do vain philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of men. Don't they tell you something? Why you want man's opinion? But why you want the world's opinion?
Help us, Holy Ghost.
After the remnants of the world and not after Christ. I mean, I don't know how plain you want it to be.
All right.
When Jesus was telling Peter, wait a minute. What you're talking about is not what God is talking about. What you're talking about is not what God is talking about. See, anytime you're going to put the word above God's word or somebody's feelings above God's word, that's blasphemy to me. You don't care. See, you're denying God. It's not good. It's not good.
All right.
It's not good.
All right.
That's
Amen.
Something you might don't want to do. See, I'm in the South. I'm playing the South, y'all. That's something you might not want to do.
All right.
That ain't God, brothers and sisters. So you want God's perspective on things. You want God's view on things. And see, in Peter didn't have God's view. He wanted to have his own view. I know people right now, and it hurts me to my heart, is they want other people's perception. They want other people's opinion. You're a preacher. Open your blind eyes. You're a preacher. You need to be at the foot of God asking him, Lord, what can I tell these people you are saying? What you say, what you see, how you see it.
Yeah. Amen.
I just want to tell you all, brothers and sisters, it's a hurting thing to know that you rather have somebody else's viewpoint than to have God's viewpoint. You promote that. See, anytime a person giving voice to it, and let me tell you what, Jesus said in Revelation, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, he said, I'm going to come in and I'm going to sup with you.
Yeah.
And you with me. How about that? If you're missing something, knock on the door.
Yeah.
Knock on the door. He's there. I said, oh, what you do? He said, I want to open the door for you. Each and every one of us have our own personal door with Christ. That's powerful. So what you need is behind door number one.
What you need is behind door number two.
And he said, now if you'll just knock, I want to open it for you. That's why I'm telling you to knock. The prize is behind the door, but you got to knock for it.
Hallelujah.
Here's what you need. Matthew 10:32 says, whatsoever therefore shall confess, no matter who it is, shall confess me before man, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Man, you better watch out. You didn't even hear that. Let me say that one more time because I'll make sure you get clarity on that. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. You ought to run and tell somebody. Tell somebody about God's perspective. You know why? Because when you do that, then God has to keep his promise. Jesus has to keep his promise. God going to listen to him.
Amen.
And Jesus out there calling your name out. Calling your name.
Their
Father, and he won't always, I mean, he may not give you all these titles, folks. He'll say, a Father, Lord's talking to you. He don't have all that title stuff. Joanne talking to you. Sharon, Laura. See, that's how God operates.
All right.
And I've opened the door for them, so you open it, Father. You understand God's perspective is about confession, right? You do understand that because Romans 10:18-9 says, but says, if what are you going to say? That's why the Bible said, let the sick say they will. You got to speak some stuff in your life, not thinking and hoping. No, you're going to have to speak it. If you got salvation today, it's because you spoke it. But what says it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For the heart, man believeth, it's with that heart, that spirit, not that 4x4 in your chest,
your rib cage.
No, your heart is your spirit. The Bible calls it the hidden man of the heart. That's a whole other sermon for a whole other day. But for the heart of man, the Bible says, for with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You got to keep speaking that thing. Not just one time.
Yeah.
You got to keep speaking. That's God's perspective.
Amen.
Somebody else may tell you where you got to run. Run on down there. You save, sister. Throw some water on them. Man, but don't believe that old garbage. Tell them, say, I'm a God perspective. Did God say that? And if he did, I'd like to see it.
Amen.
The Bible says in 1 John 5, you can read it when you get a chance. I think around 11 through the 13th verse, says, and this is the record. This is the record. You want to know what the record is? That God has given unto us eternal life. And this life is in his Son. So if you're not in the Son, you don't have eternal life. I don't care how many times you've been joined the church. I don't care how many times you've been baptized. I don't care how many times you've given money. None of that matters at all.
It's about being in the Son.
His eternal life is in his Son. And if you want the eternal life, it's in the Son. Go on and knock for it. Got to get away from that worldly way of thinking. No reason David said in Psalms 119:11, Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I may not sin against thee. See, you need the word of God in you so you can speak it. That's why you need God's perspective. I mean, you get 10 folks, and out of them 10 folks, I want to know how many are going to speak the word of God. This is about speaking what the word say in every situation. That's what this is about. God's perspective. God mindset. So when I told you Monday about this, then God came around and showed me. He said, that people ain't going to like that because they want to be able to speak their own mind. And well, that's what they care about. They don't care about the word of God. They don't care about what God said. That what happened to Adam and Eve. Man, things ain't changed that much when you think about it. Who perspective? Who report is you going to believe? You going to believe God's report or man's report? Man has vain philosophy. That you just read that. That's why he told you to beware that any man spoil you through this philosophy and vain deceit after the tradition of man, after the remnants of the world, and not after Christ. Okay. You have to make a decision that your decision is going to be predicated on what God said or what the world said. I mean, I don't want no, and I'm going to say this again, I don't care, because I know I got some people on here that just, oh, well, Pastor, you need to go easy on this LGBTQ community. I ain't going easy. They ain't going easy. I ain't going easy. Well, you know, when they hear how you go low, I ain't going that low. They confused. Somebody need to tell them the truth. God gave you a penis. You're a man. He gave you a vagina. You're a woman. It's plain to me. And I don't care if you don't tell folks the truth. I'm going to tell them the truth. Confused. And tell them, no, get on here. Because I ain't seeing nothing any different. Yeah, but you know, Pastor, you just so old-fashioned. Yes, sir. Don't stay that way. The Bible ain't changed yet. You can't get to that damn self. I want God's perspective on things. It's not going to change. But anyway, I just want you all to not be overtaken by or through philosophy. I don't want you to be confused through vain deceit. I don't know what the end of the day, why people do what they do. I ain't trying to figure that out because there's too much out there to try to figure out. Sometimes people may be doing it for popularity. Sometimes people does it for position. Sometimes people do it for money. Sometimes people do it, you know, because they want a whole lot of likes and comments. I don't know why folks do that. I'm not interested in that. Doesn't bother me. I don't care if I don't get one like. I got God like. I got God on my side because he got to back up his word. He said, my word will not return unto me void.
Amen.
So long as I speak that word out and not the tradition of man, I want to hear what, believe me, brothers and sisters, I ain't trying to be all ugly where I, no, if you bring in the word, I want to hear it. But don't bring me your interpretation. Just bring me the straight word. I mean, I'm intelligent enough and I'm sure spiritual enough to discern it. If it's the word, right. I can discern. Some people don't know their right hand from their left hand, just like that LGB community. They don't know if they're a man or a woman. Or at least they say they don't. They say it don't matter. Yeah, see, if you'll never hit back, that's just like this basketball player. And now I'm going to let it go. This basketball player, his name, Draymond Green. He always hitting folks, doing stuff. If somebody hit him back, he'll stop that mess. The reason what's wrong with the church won't hit back. They embrace them. I read an article this morning in the, it's called News, 86% of the musicians are gay now in the church. Wow. Boy, that ought to be an alarming. That should be alarming to the body of Christ. 86% of the gospel musicians and people in that field are gay. 86%. It's in there on the news. So what that says to me, a lot of time people does things because they want to get paid. It's fashionable. It's accepted among certain people. So if Joe Willie doing it, I'm going to do it. It's okay. It's not okay. You ain't finna poison my children and grandchildren with that garbage. Keep it out of there. But anyway, that's a whole nother ballgame. We're at a point now. Anybody have anything they want to share? If you haven't, press one, and we'll let you in. Hallelujah. Anybody got any comments?
Hallelujah. Well, Pastor, I wanted to read, I had a cup, Revelation 3, verses 20, and it also gives 21 from the Message Bible. It says, look at me. I stand at the door. I knock. If you hear me, call and open the door. I'll come right in and sit down to sup with you. Conquerors will sit alongside me at the head table, just as I, having conquered, took the place of honor at the side of my Father. That's my gift to the conquerors. Amen. I mean, I probably can't pronounce that correctly, but overcome, you know. I like that scripture, and that was Revelation 3, verses 21 and 22. Amen. And then I went to Luke. Well, not Luke, but I went to Matthew, but it's also in Luke how the devil came and tempted Jesus. So the fourth chapter in verses 4 through 11, amen, it says, then Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards a hunger. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and seated him on a pinnacle of the temple and saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things I will give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, And behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Amen, amen.
Amen.
So I have read that because, you know, we're going to be tempted. And so if you have enough of God's word in you, then you will know when the tempter comes. You will know, and you can bind him up. Amen. And as you bind him up with authority, too. Don't be saying, I bind you. Say no. You be stern with that word. Let him know the word of God says, just like Jesus said, he said, it is written. And so, and that's how we are to
amen,
come.
Amen.
We did also, you know, bind him up and then keep on trusting God. Don't worry about what the world says or what the world is doing.
Amen,
we have
amen.
God's safety. Amen. So I thank Pastor for those scriptures. Amen. Thank God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing.
Amen. So I just want to say this was a powerful message, and it came at a perfect time for me to confirm things for me. I have a 2018 Nissan Altima that the county mistakenly took. They're sorry, but it charged me by the day. So now they won't insure it because it's been over 61 days. Every insurance company wants to know how come it's been uninsured. They really don't care how come, because I've explained it over and over again. But, you know, God says, out with the old, in with the new. So
all
in
right.
The last of whatever, in God's perspective, you know. And for coming from God's perspective, it was going to put me in a financial crunch, you know, or maybe I don't need to be driving, or maybe I need to get it. You know, God said this, and so this is what it is. So God's perspective sometimes can be different from yours and your intelligence or whatever you know is going on through your journey, but you take God's perspective all the time. And so this message was good that you went over this today. Pastor Beasley, I thank you for being spiritual and for understanding the word completely. And I thank you, Pastor Bell, for supporting scriptures that make me feel more at ease. Thank you. And everybody have a blessed day.
God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Evangeline Sharon. Anyone else? Yes. Press one. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen. That's what happens when you open up your heart. When you open up your mind, when
amen.
You receive word, amen, he'll show you.
That's right.
Yes. Thank God.
And like Pastor Lisa said, it don't always feel good, but films don't have anything to do with it.
That's right.
Amen. Say that. That's right.
Yeah,
them feelings are in trouble. Go by the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Sometimes, even with relationships, sometimes we got to get out of our feelings.
Yeah, that's right. That's
Hallelujah.
Right. Amen.
We really have to get out of our feelings. And maybe
amen.
One day the Lord's going to let me share some things. But I know a lot of marriages, they're not together because people was in their feelings for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I could give y'all some stuff because this guy told this woman, say, you need to get out of your feelings. I did wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You say you forgive me. Let's move on. A lot of people can't move on because they're in their feelings.
Right.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know.
That's right.
I know somebody. I mean, I got so many stories to tell you, but because people's in their feelings, they can't get healed. Because somebody
mm-hmm.
made them feel that way. A situation
mm-hmm.
made them feel. Something caused them to feel that way, and they enter their feelings. Let your feelings
mm-hmm.
go and grab the word of God and see what it says about it.
That's right.
And I'm pretty sure Peter felt some type of way. Wait a minute, Jesus, I'm your boy. Come on
mm-hmm.
now. We homies.
Yeah.
We besties. We hanging here. I've been with you from fishing all this, and you gonna tell me Satan is in me? Yeah, get behind me. You know what? Because you're not saying what my daddy is saying. See, that separates us right there. If you can't say what my daddy say, I'm done. I'm through with you. Got to get in the back.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen.
Else? Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Thank you for your word. Amen.
What Peter was saying was a man stuff. That was man conversation. That wasn't God. That was the tradition of man. That was the remnants of the world. That wasn't God stuff.
Right.
And sometimes I'm gonna tell you, you I don't know who I'm speaking to now, but I gotta tell you, sometimes you just go and tell folks that ain't what God said about it.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what God said.
Amen.
Well, I remember this and I remember that. I said, I'm sure you do, but that ain't what God said to me yesterday. That ain't what God told me this morning, because I told him, see? And then he told me, hey, you're the very righteousness. They talking about
that's
something happened 10 years ago. See, that's all they, mm-hmm. they can't go no further.
Amen.
But they're going by the optical nerve. They're not going by what the Word of God says. They're not spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
They've forgotten their way.
Yeah.
Because the devil would refuse to tell you, you've been justified. You've been made righteous. You're complete in him. The devil didn't tell him that, because if he hadn't, he would have brought that garbage my way. So like the devil know, though. I'm going to tell y'all, do not be fooled. The devil know. He knew what Jesus was doing. He knew he was the Son of God. But he going to question him, say, because he just got through hearing God say that. Everybody heard God say that in the book of Luke. This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And then Jesus was led up there, and the first thing Satan going to hit him, well, if you be the Son of God.
Uh-huh.
Now, why? Hey, you know, I just heard you were the Son of God. Turn these down. But now, if you be, you already know, but you heard God say it. Everybody heard God say. The Bible says the people heard. Some of them thought it was thunder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't know what was going on. But anyway, I thank you guys. Thank Sister Evangelist Laura for that beautiful prayer. Thank you all for y'all comments. And we're going to see you guys on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.